Bonjour, this is Cyril from Work Smarter, Live Better. In this video, I want to show you a very simple but also really powerful planning technique. Many leaders that I train and work with agree that planning is really important. I think, you know, the phrase, if you're failing to plan, you're planning to fail, a lot of people agree. But it doesn't mean that it's a simple way of doing it. When we train a leadership team, we take them through a journey that we call Think Quarterly, Plan Weekly, Act Daily. And so the point I want to talk now is about the weekly plan, this plan weekly, this middle part. I have to admit, I'm a bit of a perfectionist and kind of a detailed person. Ask my lovely wife, TK, and she'll tell you that I'm a little bit detailed when it comes to certain things. So when I do a weekly plan and I do it with an Excel spreadsheet, I try to look at everything I have to do. I've tried to look at every time in my calendar, so a real detailed way. And when I explain my way of doing to my clients, there's for about 30% of people who love it, 30% of people who's like, yeah, okay, I see the value, I really need to do it, and 30% of people think I'm completely crazy. You probably agree that actually I forgot 10%, so let's say 33. But you get the point. So now I actually show my way of doing it, but when I train people, I actually train them to start with on a very simple way of doing it. Now, what's the simplest way to do your planning? Really important, but really, really simple way of doing it. The Think Quarterly, every quarter you need to choose three priorities. That remain the foundation. Every quarter you choose your two or three most important priority. Great. But how do you do your weekly plan? Three step. Think, assess, protect. Think. Every week, you think and you ask the simplest question. How can I progress my priority next week? That's simple. You look at your three priority, no more than this, and you ask yourself, how can I progress my priority next week? Second step, assess. Then once you've mapped out what you need to do to progress your priority, you assess how much time you need to spend on each of those tasks that you've just written down. And it's really simple because you're only thinking about next week and you're like, there's not that many things to do. And so you're gonna assess and you're trying to be realistic on how much time you need to spend. And realistic is two way, spend enough time, but also be realistic with the time that you have available. So try to assess how much time you need to spend on each of those little tasks that you've just mapped out. And then the last point is protect. Once you've done that, you block this time in your calendar. You book meeting with yourself in your calendar. It might sound really simple. It is really profound, if you want my honest opinion on this one. Really thinking every single week, thinking about what are my priorities, what do I need to do to progress them, and blocking that in your calendar. Absolutely crucial. It's gonna take you probably 10, 15 minutes to do this. And so, you know, super quick to do it. My suggestion, never, ever, ever miss this planning session. Make sure that every week, at the end of the week, you have this 10, 15 minutes planning session in your calendar and you map out your time for your priority next week. This is really where if you're failing to do this or if you're failing to plan this way, you're really planning to fail. This is this week Work Smarter, Live Better tip. I hope you enjoy it. Just practice this one straight away. Such an important one. You have a lovely day.